Saturday night at Carter Finley Stadium was, I've been here for 25 years. It was one of the most incredible events I have ever been to. I was at the All-Star Game in 2011. I covered the Stanley Cup Finals. I have been to incredible football games and basketball games here in North Carolina. I've been to ACC championship games where the two teams were both in the 919 area code. What about championship? Maybe the semifinals. I haven't seen anything like what I saw Saturday night. Tom Dundon, owner, Carolina Hurricanes. Sir, first of all, congratulations on getting what you wanted and having it look the way it did.
Thanks. Yeah, they did. Those guys did a good job, didn't they?
It was a show. So my curiosity for you is, did it exceed your expectations, or did it? How did you feel about as you watched all of it unfold?
Yeah, it definitely did. I went home that night when I got to the hotel. I just went and rewatched. You know, I watched the game on the broadcast.
Right.
You know, it's obviously we're very lucky to have all been there, but it looked really good on TV too. So, like I said, I was impressed that you and I talked about it. We wouldn't have been able, you know, left her own, we wouldn't have been able to pull something like this off in terms of how they executed it, you know, outside of some of the traffic stuff, which is a little frustrating. But, you know, when you look at the show they put on, you know, between the NHL and ABC, ESPN, I was pretty impressed.
The traffic stuff we've talked about in, you know, indirectly, because we've all known the infrastructure here needs to improve. And that's part of everything that I know you and the Centennial Authority are trying to pull off, is to make that area, which would include Carter Finley Stadium, an entertainment district, and how all of the other stuff that goes into it would make all of it run better. And I know that there are people who sat in traffic, and I sat in a little bit of traffic early in the day, but everybody was kind of warned about that too. Please show up early because it is going to be a madhouse. Your team obviously, you know, put on a show. So just from your perspective, to watch the team see all of the hoopla around it and then deal with it on the ice by being a dominant hockey team, what was it like from that standpoint?
Yeah, you know, I always enjoy when they get to do, you know, I've talked about the players, you know, obviously they're very fortunate to be able to play a sport for a living, but it's hard, right? You know, all the travel and the work they put in, and it can become repetitive sometimes. So for them to be able to experience something like this that I think are going to be life memories, that kind of makes you happy, right? Because I think if you appreciate that they're good people who work really hard for all of our enjoyment, and then you get to see them get to do something that I think was special to them. And I think that was genuine. You know, sometimes athletes have to thank the fans because they're supposed to. but this was genuine. So I think they really enjoyed it, appreciated it.
From my vantage point, basically right next to the rink, especially during warmups and even at times during games, you could see them looking around and taking it all in. I don't know if you spoke to any of the players or if you spoke to Rod or the coaching staff. I mean, that has to be one of the great thrills to look up and see just under 57,000 paid. I think the number had to be more paid people in there watching a hockey game.
Yeah, like I say, I think, you know, I've also talked about it's nice to sort of, I'm kind of ready to get past whatever the past was and talking about, are you surprised or, you know, what's it feel like? Because I think, you know, I think we should have the expectation. I think we're at a point now we have this expectation, and that day or that situation would exceed even expectations of if you have really high expectations for support and, you know, the experience that you're going to go through for each game. And yeah, the fact that stadium set up the way it is and they decorate it the way they did and the fans show up, and it just, it was, yeah. I don't want to say you can't replicate it because I think we don't. We want to do this again, right?
Right.
That's so much fun. You got to do it again.
So, when you do it again, and when you do it again, what's next? Is it a Winter Classic, which is, I'm not saying it's more of a showcase event, but it's the only game going on at that point. So is it a Winter Classic now you're pushing the commissioner for?
Not me. I think, and I haven't talked to anybody else about this, but I think the fact that we have such a neat vibe and the stadium's right there and you've got the college thing in our town, I would prefer that to just be our thing. I think doing something like that, and you know, I'm not always looking for what I don't have in life. So, you know, for me, that was pretty good. And I think we can do that better than anybody else. So why wouldn't we do that every X years? And that's my take. I don't have any desire to do something different because I feel like that's about as good as it gets.
It was an impressive night. Well, did you speak to your head coach who tried as best he could to block all of it out until we got right down to the game? He normally doesn't arrive with the team, but he's pretty excited that he did.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, there was a lot of just, I felt like, just genuine appreciation and emotion to be able to live through that experience for the players and the coaches. So, you know, Rod's obviously always appreciative of everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely, like I say, I don't think there was anyone that was there or experienced it that doesn't have, you know, a smile and a memory for life. And, you know, we talk about that's what we're trying to do here.
Tom Dundon is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. One more thing about the night, and then I'll ask you one hockey thing, and we'll let you go. How did the NHL? What did the NHL express to you about the night? And I know that going in, they were surprised at how quickly the tickets sold.
Yeah, I think the reading between the lines, the feeling I get is once you get past the, this was a lot of support, I think maybe we all learned that intimate environment and having something about the market that connects to the type of event you put on might be something as a league we should be looking for, right? Because to have all those connected points, the way it all worked out, made for, you know, this elevated experience. And so I've actually been thinking about that is, you know, how does the league come up with these ideas, right? Because it's hard when you're doing a couple of these things a year.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a lot of great ideas, but, you know, I think they said they've done 35 or 40 of these. it's kind of nice to know that we're one of the ones that is now the standard of how do we do this, right? So when you do something like this, how do you stay at this level where everything kind of went right? And so I think that was, you know, those aren't the words anybody said to me, but that's what I take away from it is, you know, this was a high standard and, you know, how do we find another idea this good next year? And I think we made it hard for them.
I have heard from a couple of, not a ton, but I've heard from enough people that it just makes me want to ask this question because it was state-centric and I realize it was Carter-Finley Stadium and you share not only an arena, but a street that runs in between your two facilities. Have you heard from people has the team heard from people that thought, well, it was too much geared towards NC State? I know that for a lot of reasons that might be an NHL thing. Were you worried about that at all?
Me? Well, first of all, yes, the NHL took over that game. But look, we share an arena and they're in our parking lot and they're a big part of everything we're going to do together. And, you know, it's kind of like we tell our kids, right? Like, just because you're friends with somebody doesn't mean you're not friends with somebody else, right? So I think any of those kind of things are nonsense, to tell you the truth. And I think everybody should just, you know, be glad that NC State and the Hurricanes got to be part of something special. And if you're jealous of that, that you're not for me. So I wouldn't even consider that as something to talk about.
Okay, Tom Dundon is with us here. Before I let you go, when you took over a little bit more than 5 years ago, I know you had a vision for what this franchise would be. Are you where you thought you would be? Are you ahead of where you thought you would be? Give me the view of the Carolina Hurricanes as a hockey organization from Tom Dundon.
Yeah, we were talking about the season ticket base where we probably are going to have to cap it next year. So that's, I didn't think we'd ever get there.
Wow.
That was always where you want to be as an organization. You want to leave enough tickets, right, for new people to come experience. But, you know, if you get to the point where you can sell all the tickets you want to sell, that's a pretty good start for where you'd want to be for, you know, the business side or the,
yeah.
I know it's kind of the hockey side too. And then, you know, on the hockey player side, yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about it's a little bit of luck if you win when the playoff starts, because each series is just best of seven. The best way to judge your team is truly the regular season. And I think over time, we've sort of proven we're one of the best teams. What happens after this, that ultimately, ultimately, that's how you know how good you did, is if you actually win. But there's, you know, we have a little less control over that than we do over when there's 82 games or mm-hmm. 5 years worth of games. So, yeah, you always want to get better, but I can't say that we would have, you know, I don't think you and I sat there 5 years ago thinking we'd have the first or second best record in hockey over 5 years, right? That's yep. pretty good. But then when you say, but you hadn't won, so what good did it do you? Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to deal with that.
Right. There is a randomness. There's no question about it when you get to the postseason. And I know you and I have spoken. It's a lot about goaltending. It's a lot about the power play. And those two things are either good enough or not good enough based on other, you know, people's opinion right now. So how do you become better over the next, 11, 12 days?
It's hard, you know, there's a lot of players that are available that don't make us better. And we're very lucky that that's the case. You want to do things that increase your odds today, but don't decrease your odds in the future. And, you know, you and I talk about, I want to win next year and 3 years and 5 years also. And so how do you find that balance? But, you know, everyone's working really hard to see if we can't get better today. And it's very frustrating that, you know, Pat Chiaretti was hurt mm-hmm. because I think, you know, he's what we need. And hopefully next year we'll have him. It happened, and you can't not think about it. But there ain't many of those kind of players running around.
Oh, so did we just break news here that you're going to try and re-sign Max in the offseason?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy works hard.
All right, good.
We got to get him back.
Okay. I think that is encouraging to a lot of people. Hopefully you and I will talk again after you swing the massive deal that you're trying to work on. That's me. That's not you saying that. But you pulled off a great show. The NHL pulled off a great show. And congratulations on all of it. And we'll talk to you soon.
And I appreciate all your support and everything you do for us. So thank you.
It's fun. You get the guys make it fun. You're kind to come on again. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Have a good show.
You too. Bye. Tom Dundon, the owner at TD Canes on Twitter, if you want to reach out to him.